mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three. Found out that there is a tanning salon up in the Dallas area, thumb scanning people that come in. This is happening all over the place now. We're going to call them coming up in the next segment. Get to all your calls right now, though. Sharice in Texas, then Lee in New Mexico and others. Sharice, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I have a couple of topic-related questions, but first of all, I wanted to address your little breakdown at the beginning of today's show. It really touched me. And I'd like to ask that all of your listeners really try to do their very best to remember you in their prayers, meditation, whatever their religious beliefs are. One of the things I was wondering last night as I listened to you, I was on the computer link, that I don't know how you stand it, how, you know, what you do to keep from just going crazy, to come across all of the information that you do.
Well, it's my whole life, and I know they're bad men, bad women. They're pure evil. They enjoy all this, and I'm honored to stand against them. It's fulfilling. It's enlightening. It's also very painful. I mean, the Bible says in many passages that, you know, with wisdom comes, what's the exact passage? Comes sorrow is the actual text.
Well, I just wanted to remind you and everybody, and I've had to do this for myself for the same reasons, you know, like, and David Icke says it in his books, and for a long time I thought, well, that's just stupid. Why know all this stuff and then talk about love being the only answer? It sounds simplistic, but it really isn't, and that's really the only weapon that we have against it. But as far as my questions...
Well, let me just say this. If we love people, we're going to stand up for them. We're going to stand up against evil. If we have love, we will be compelled, far beyond driven, to fight this.
That's correct. I agree.
Go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
Well, that was basically it. I just really wanted people to, you know, get out and study. You know, there's the internet, there's books, there's a million different ways not to sit around and just go, bah. You know, and just be a sheeple and listen to what you're fed, you know, through our current media. And then there's you. You know, and you've got links to newspaper articles and...
everything we claim, we neurotically link to.
Yes. And I think that this is a very good job that you're doing.
Well, thank you and God bless. Let's talk to Lee in New Mexico. Lee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, greetings in the name of Yahweh.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, sir. You're a man of Ephesians 6 here, that you are. Thank you for breaking down. Because if you didn't break down, people won't get the message. You are a compassionate gentleman, a man of God, and you simply just want to see this evil annihilated. And that is what's going to happen. The people who are doing this evil and perpetrate this murder and treason against patriots such as yourself and other people who want to see this constitutional republic withstand for as long as possible, these same people must realize that 1 minute after they leave their bodies, Alex, the one that they're serving, Satan, Lucifer, he's going to stand up before Yahweh. He's going to say, see, they've done this evil. So if you let them live, then why are you sending me to Hades? And what, they don't believe it, and they're comfortable, and they're shaking their heads right now, those who are listening, that are doing the evil, the New World Order, globalists, Illuminati, whatever they're going to call themselves. Well, I got news for them. This black man, you know, will just come out and say it. You serve Satan now, you're going to serve him for eternity. There is no freedom from Satan. Once he gets you, that's it. That's it. So, I'm glad that you broke down, sir. I'm glad you did.
Well, I was just thinking about how they kill children with these vaccines, and it just tears my heart out.
Alex, you're a great American, you're a patriot, and you know what? If you were running for president, I would vote for you.
Oh, I'm just an average person. I love you guys. God bless you. We'll be right back. My friends, stay with us.
Why? Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we had Debbie Morrow, who lives up in the Dallas area, on in the last hour to talk about Big Berkey water filters. And she told about how she bought 10 tans, likes to tan sometime, and then went into the tanning salon, and they said, we got a thumb scan. You got to scan your fingers to do it, and she, each time you come in, she said, no way. And they said, well, you got to show your driver's license then. The point is, this is going in as part of this cashless society control grid for the new national ID card system. This will be your identifier. This is how you'll pay your national sales tax. This is how they'll track and trace everything you do. Now, I'm not even saying this tanning place is bad. A salesman came in, you know, to their corporate office, I'm sure, and we found out, indeed, it is a chain, Palm Beach Tan. And I guarantee you said, oh, it's a great new system. It's real fun. It'll stop fraud. Here it is. And it'll stop people from, you know, giving folks, you know, fake names and using other people's memberships. And it's so convenient. But the feds say this is the plan for tracking and tracing. So we're going to call the Bedford suburb of Dallas, Palm Beach Tan, first and see if they'll talk to us. And if they don't, we'll call the Hearst, one of the Hearst locations. Go ahead and call, Stephanie. She is dialing the number, and we're going to talk to him here live on air. All right, here we go.
Hey, we're calling Palm Beach Tan. It's Chad.
Hey, man, how you doing? This is Alex Jones with the syndicated radio broadcast, and I was just curious about tanning salons in general, and if you can answer my questions, we will send you some free prizes. Hello, ma'am? What did she just say? Okay, and I was going to send him one of my videos to educate him, America Destroyed by Design, that gets into the biometrics, my first film. Let's try to call the other number. Let's call the Hearst location. Let's go ahead and call that. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Palm Beach
Tan. Hey, ma'am, how you doing? This is Alex Jones. I've got a national syndicated radio show, and we're live on the air right now, and I was just, hello? Man, I tell you, our audience is so big. I guarantee you there's people out there that don't like us who called these people. I shouldn't have mentioned I was going to call them last hour. I should have just done it. And, you know, we got to tell them we're calling from a show. That's the only thing we got to do. But they just hung up on us again. Hey, Stephanie, do me a favor. Call them off air and say, hey, we're not on air now. We're just curious about the finger readers you've got in. Can you tell us about it? And say, hey, we're... You know, this isn't a prank call. Will you call them or see if somebody called them and warned them? Will you do that right now? And then I want you to come on air and tell us what they told you. Why don't you call the Bedford one back? And thank you for doing all that. I really appreciate it. I want you to hear this from them, you know. I mean, it's important to do that. And they probably, either they think it's a prank call or, more likely, someone called them. Because we were upfront about what we were about to do. We have a lot of listeners in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. What are they afraid of? I mean, if they're proud of it, I'm sure we can get them some customers in there to go underneath the UV. I don't know. If I'm going to lay out in the sun, I'd rather lay out under the big, pretty green trees at the park, drink some lemonade. But as soon as Stephanie finds out what's going on, we'll bring her up on air, and then I'll go to these loaded phone lines. But Stephanie does such a great job. We should all be thankful for her and Jason and Scott and those that run the broadcast. They're just wonderful. And I'm so thankful for the GCN Radio Network. You know, they've never tried to censor me. They've never told me what I can and can't say. And I can tell you that I had a different experience when I started out in radio here locally. They would try to, and my show got number one ratings, so they didn't have much control, but finally fired me because I wouldn't be controlled. And I'm so blessed and honored to be on the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. And their website is GCNLive.com. But I guess she's on the phone talking to them now. Must be having some success talking to Stephanie, what happened? Are you on air now?
I'm on air now.
Okay, good.
Well, it wasn't much. They're really friendly about it. He just said, yeah, they do have finger scanners. It's just to make sure that no one uses your identity, uses your pass.
Did you ask him why they hung up?
No, I don't think he... I didn't ask that at all. I don't think he was aware that I was involved with us calling before.
But well, do me a favor. You did a great job.
Okay.
I'll call him during the break. Which number did you call?
I called Bedford.
Okay, well, call them back and say, hey, this is Stephanie. Maybe they'll take it better from you because you got a nicer voice than mine. Why don't you call up and just say, hey, listen, we got a syndicated show. We listeners talk about this. We just think it's interesting. Will you come on and talk about it?
Okay.
And then if he says no, ask, well, how many locations do you have and how many of these scanners do you have?
All right.
So call him back. You're wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and take a call now, though. Let's talk to Jacqueline in Arizona, and then I'll talk to her while you're busy over there. Jacqueline, hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have to say that I'm a longtime listener. My dad's been listening since 98, and I've been listening for about 3 years.
Well, thank you.
I'm 23. I have a 2-year-old son. He's about 3.5 months shy of 2. And I'm calling about the vaccination. When I first found out I was pregnant, my dad...
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My dad found out tons of information about it, and we just went through, and you could find it on the Internet. And determined not to vaccinate my son, and he has only progressed in huge amounts since that decision. You know, he started walking at about 8 months. He's totally healthy, never been sick. I work at the hospital, they tell everyone about it.
Same thing with my children.
So, I just thought I had to call in and tell you that he is a definite testimony to that.
And then... We've aired the newscasts, we've read the news articles all over the country saying, you must take it, it's the law, we'll come arrest you, we'll come get you if you don't. Are they doing that in Arizona? Are they running ads like that?
No, they aren't. I do get nasty looks and talked to by the pediatrician when I go in. My coworkers tend to give me the ugly eye when I do talk about it.
Because you're trying to save them. And look, if vaccines were done were purified, done properly, they can do some good. The problem is that they have total liability protection. They admit they've been poisoning people. You cannot trust them. And people have to make their own decisions. I'm not a doctor, but I've had the doctors and scientists on here by the scores going over this.
And when two or three confirm it, it's definitely God's will in the situation.
Well, anything else you'd like to add?
No, well, he's a Berkey baby. He's only drank Berkey water since he was born, basically.
So he's not drinking the fluoride and the mercury and the...
And nope, and his teeth are definitely strong.
Well, that's wonderful, and you're certainly blessed. Good to hear from you. What an exciting call. Oh, Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I hope you're in fine health and strength today, Alex. I'm a minister in the service of Jesus Christ, and I appreciated your blossoming earlier in today's program. You did not break down. You blossomed in the Spirit of Christ. Those of us who believe and those of us who want to believe, we look up to the greatest martyr, the creator of the universe, the Savior, Jesus Christ. When he walked upon the earth, he stood to glorify Abba, Father, the Father. He was not going to submit to man. He was about his Father's business. He quote-unquote, broke down. It's not actually a breaking down. It's part of the compassion process. And some of the strongest leaders in the world who have come to know the love of Christ have, quote-unquote, broken down. Tears are part of the strength of Christ. And I'm very proud to see you honestly display that emotion.
Well, I went back to that place I was in yesterday, and I couldn't control it. I mean, just thinking about it, it was a comfort. It did strengthen me. It's just facing the full horror of the New World Order and what they're doing to the innocents is very painful.
I really appreciate even what you talked about earlier in the program about taking care to provide a safe haven for a little lizard who had found its way onto your car and then got lost in your car. Caring for little animals and such, I love little animals. I'd have to pray and pray if I had to kill anything bigger than a lizard just to make myself feel better.
Well, my point is that I'm driving down the road and there's this lizard hanging on at 50 miles an hour and I pull over and he fell off the front, was literally holding on to the edge, by my window. I use that example of how, I've been a hard-hearted person. I'm mean. I don't like bullies. I don't like tyranny. And I just my heart gets softer and softer and softer. It's been quite an interesting process.
That actually is the pathway to the strength of the Lord Almighty. We are only callous and cold when we do not feel we have the resistance we need to face the dark forces of this world.
Well, I have to tell you that I say I don't really have fear of the New World Order. I have fear of not stopping it, but I always have that lingering fear in the back of my mind. And after yesterday, there is zero fear. In fact, I am honored and committed to go all the way in the fight against the New World Order.
Well, I really appreciate it, Alex. And I just wish everyone would read their Bill of Rights today. And God bless you, Alex.
Take care. Good to hear from you. We'll go ahead and go to another caller. We'll probably have to hold them over. Charles in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Charlie from St. Cloud. How are you doing there?
Good to talk to you.
Okay. I called a couple weeks ago, but I listened to your program last night on shortwave, and you said something about the Mexicans can get in under Bush's plan, under he's getting amnesty. Can you elaborate on that at all? Are there any House bills or Senate bills allowing them to do that?
Yeah, I don't have the bill in front of me. Did you see his last State of the Union address?
No, I didn't.
Well, they've called for the biggest blanket amnesty ever to anyone from anywhere in the world. We always talk about Latin America because that's the majority, and now this new amnesty, they're going to pay to bring people here, unskilled workers. They're going to accelerate the layoffs of high tech 7 times. That's the General Accounting Office's own numbers.
All right,
and my point is that illegals from Latin America only are given a waiver to not biometrically scan when they come into the country, but citizens have to leave and others have to come in. So my point is it has nothing to do with Homeland Security or stopping terrorism. Stay there. Charlie, we'll come back to you. We'll be right back, folks.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Another ragtag band.
Another ragtag band.
Declaring.
Declaring.
Independence.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war. And liberty for their descendants.
Thanks to the Renegades.
Thanks to the Renegades.
Free today. All right, during the break, I was going to keep that caller over. I forgot what he was talking about, but he hung up, Charlie in Florida. During the break, I called this Palm Beach Tan. It's some type of huge corporation all over that area of Texas, and it was for donations, press 1. For corporate advertising, press 2. For media inquiries, press 3. So some type of big outfit putting, but we talked to their employees. Every location up there in Dallas has these thumb scanners to be able to go in there and you know, activate your membership. I mean, it's out of control, folks. Just one more example. And the police have tried to say in Arlington and areas of Denver, you better do it. You better put these in. No law, just you better do it. Because we say so. I guess Junior in Tennessee is up next, then Tom and Jim and others. Go ahead, Junior.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Just doing a broadcast, my friend.
Cool. I wanted to thank you for the work you're doing for this country and for the bravery and everything you have while I was on it. But anyways, I was surfing on the Internet, and I come across a website on TomPetty.com, which he's a musician, sings rock and roll. And you go to his website on the news, says Tom Petty signs letter to Bush to renew gun ban. And
if we controlled all the music we played or what we did, I mean, I don't agree with a lot of these people. I didn't know that about Tom Petty, but he's a gun grabber.
There's about 50 of them in this letter on his website. There's about 50 musicians and actors that signed it.
Well, I could play Dave Von Kleist's version of it. I think it's probably better.
And the thing about it is, it was the advertisement. It right on the letter, it says, see if I could find it. It was an advertisement through
Tom,
violence policy system.
But see, Tom Petty thinks he's not backing down. He thinks guns are evil. He's a liberal.
Yeah. This ad was paid for by Violence Policy Center Trauma Foundation.
Oh, good old Josh Sugarman.
So I just
learn something every day.
Yeah, I just thought I'd pass that along to you and everything.
Interesting. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to pass that along.
Well, we'll just use Tom Petty for good, even if he's out there doing bad. He's got a good song.
Pass it along.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate it, Junior. Tom in Ohio. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tom from Bowling Green.
Yes, sir.
Ohio. Yeah, Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I'm your fan for better than 3 years.
Do me a big favor and turn your radio off.
Yeah, I just done.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. And I've handed tapes out. I've pushed them. I got guys working on the house right now. I gave them to them. I woke
right.
them up. I wake everybody up, Alex.
I know this.
Full charge.
A lot of people are waking up in Ohio. We got a couple of affiliates up there now.
Well, great. What channels are they on? AM?
Yeah, they're two AM stations, and they're listed at GCNLive.com in the affiliate section. We're very thankful for them.
Well, I have my kids look that up. And in other words, I've got a gospel preacher just blow these other preachers off the street and everywhere. I mean, I gave him your tapes. I gave him everything. But he was woke up before. He's been at it 40 years. He's a precious person. I mean, I gave him my heart, boy. He's just preaching. Sundays he preaches and he sets the church on fire with Jesus every Sunday.
He better not street preach in Alabama or New York or California or Texas, or he'll get arrested.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All part of the new freedom. Can't preach on a street corner.
Oh, they're wonderful freedoms.
Yeah, what's that have to do with Al-Qaeda that suddenly they're arresting preachers? It has nothing to do with it. It's a climate of evil. And if people can't see it, they're brain dead.
Yes, definitely. Oh, yes. Waking people up every day. I woke a man up, and he's following me in the Lord. And I pack my car up on Sundays. We go where there's fire. Fire with Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Well, that's exciting, and take care, my friend. I appreciate your call. We'll break. Come back, talk to Jim in Michigan and others. Continuing with wide open telephones, 800-259-9231. Then I want to get into what's happening in Najaf. I want to get into the Republican National Convention. Georgian president warns of war with Russia. That's pretty serious. We'll also get into another article out of Indiana. National Guard unit gets new mission on the home front. Oh, yeah. Wait to hear about the new mission. Porter Goss backed the 95 bill to slash intelligence funding. And a lot more. So stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is just one of the websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns.
The truth hurts, folks, but it hurts a lot worse not to know the truth and go through life like an idiot. We're going to continue with your phone calls. Even got a few open lines for the first time today at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to Jim in Michigan and others here in just a second. Just briefly, I hope you'll get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. It's one of my best films. It's my longest film, 2 hours, 44 minutes long. Well, the Road to Tyranny DVD is even longer than that, but almost 3 hours. But the point is, it's my second longest video, a correction there live on air. It's really 3 or 4 films. I haven't decided in one who the neocons are, what the New World Order is. That's the first 25 minutes. Then government-sponsored terrorism, other examples we haven't covered in other films. Then Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the foreign troops, the militarization of our police, the government-run white slavery rings, gun control, the RFID tracker chips. It's all in there. It's all in the Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And then I've got Matrix of Evil. It's one of my newest videos, the newest video. And it's got Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Roberts, myself. That's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order any of the videos I've made. They're $25.95, $20 if you get 3 or more, so take advantage of that. Then I got other videos from $19.95 to $30 a piece, you know, that cost me a lot to get. JPFO's Innocence Betrayed video, is the best produced Second Amendment film I've seen, and it comes with three color booklets about the Second Amendment that are in comic book form to wake people up, a Grandpa Jack thing, so it's $29.95. So you need to get that, too, and show it to everybody you know. But George Humphrey's new video, 1995, comes with a free 80-plus page color booklet, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, and that's the same name of the video. Get a second copy of that for $14.95, and three of the color booklets, so that's three color booklets, two videos for $34.95. A lot of different specials, and these are great films you need to have. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart or 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and go to Jim in Michigan. Jim, welcome.
You today.
Hello, sir.
Listen, I just faxed you about 20 minutes ago a copy of the State of Michigan Immunization Waiver Form.
Yes.
And I filled one of those out quite a few years ago for my daughter when she went to a Christian school up here. And I just picked up a new one today, and I noticed there is an addition here in the wording of the Michigan waiver form that really sent up some red flags. The addition is, if I may read it, it's very short.
Yeah, read it the whole thing if you want.
Well, the whole thing is very long, but this is the thing that I think the people, I mean, especially in Michigan, it says, by signing this waiver, you acknowledge that you are placing your child and others at risk of serious illness.
So they've added that as a liability clause. That's not in Texas and many other states. You should have that repealed or just refuse to sign it. That's amazing. So they're trying to make you sign a confession of guilt.
Yeah, and the bad thing is they say that you're placing your child and others at risk, but the others have been vaccinated. How can they be at risk? But basically what they're doing is to have you sign saying that you knowingly are, you know, it's like child cruelty not to immunize your children.
And then they can, and that's what they do. Then they come after you.
So I would think that any parent, I have my sister who's president of the Michigan Autism and Autoimmunity Society, who works with Dr. Mark Geyer very closely, and she's also been in Lansing testifying before committees. So I'm going to give this to her and see whether or not that whether or not you can admit this from the waiver, but as it reads right now, I'd be...
Yeah, I would cross it out. I mean, I wouldn't even sign it. They can't make you put stuff in your body, these deadly poisons. I mean, and if they come after you, sue the daylights out of them, criminals.
Thank you, Alex.
Anything else?
No, that's it, sir.
All right. Well, I've looked at a bunch of other states, and they don't have that. In fact, the waivers are getting stronger, and they're not just religious. They're conscientious and medical. But, wow, they added that. I know the only area that's trying to pass a law to make you do it is D.C., and last time I checked, they hadn't passed it. But they're all over the news saying you got to, lying their rear ends off, and they're not going to be able to cover up what they've done, folks. People are waking up very, very fast. Stephanie, I'm going to go to calls here in a few minutes, and I didn't get the call list. Who's up next? Okay, we'll go to him in just a few minutes. Let me get into some of this news, though, because this is really important. It says, Georgia president warns of war with Russia. AFP, that's the National French AP, basically. Georgian President Mikhail Shakavali, I pronounced that right, has reportedly said war with Russia is close, and it is necessary to prepare the people of Georgia for such an eventuality. We are very close to war with Russia. The population must be prepared, he told the Liberation newspaper. Wow. Denouncing military aid from Russia to rebels in Georgia's breakaway region of South Ossetia, the president stressed that he had no intention of provoking a war. He also called for an international conference to discuss the status of South Ossetia. Russia said it is opposed to this, but I think its position is evolving, he said. Georgia pulled troops back from the separatist pro-Moscow region last week after an unprecedented show of force that infuriated Russia and worried Washington. Yeah, Georgia's got nukes. And the south area falls within Georgia's borders, but is inhabited mainly by ethnic Ossetians. Ossetians, that's another pronunciation of it. By the way, we have troops in Georgia. Man, this is getting really weird. Aid al-Sadr ready to negotiate in Najaf. CNN Today, shortly after Iraq's interim government threatened al-Sadr's militiaman to leave the Najaf Mosque. Al-Sadr aid said Tuesday that the cleric is ready to negotiate a ceasefire and end the standoff. Yeah, they're telling him to leave, but have snipers and tanks all around the building, and they've blown up about half of it. And the Christian Science Monitor and two other major news entities got in there. There's no weapons, no nothing. And, you know, Brit Hume, folks, this is like 1984, where we're a person's our ally one day, next day they're our enemy. Al-Sadr was anti-Saddam. He was with the forces that attacked Saddam back in 91 under our orders. Then they came in and put Ba'athist and Sunnis into power. He got mad, started complaining in his newspapers. They raided it, arrested a bunch of people. He started criticizing. Then they go into mosque and attack and try to get him, and then the Muslims get angry, the Shiites do, our supposed buddies, who were there with open arms when we came in, and now they're the big threat. Now they're the big bad guys, because they don't want Saddam's people back in. And then Brit Hume, I've got the quote, he said, we should just go in there and kill Al-Sadr. Just kill him. This is fair and balanced. Let's just go kill him. And folks, it's like hitting a beehive with a baseball bat. There's no reason other than the Pentagon's own report, P2OG, $6 billion program, says they want to infuriate the Muslims, get them to attack us. Now, which is it? Is Saddam bad or are the Shiites bad? And boy, they just love to demonize this guy, and he's the guy who keeps getting our reporters released. His people haven't grabbed him, but he gets them released. He's the guy trying to keep the media there so they can see what's really happening, and our government went into Najaf last week and said, get out, media, we're going to kill you. We're going to kill you if you don't leave, and then had our troops machine gun the hotel. I mean, imagine if Al-Sadr was machine gunning our hotels. And it's just, come on, folks. And then next week, I guess Al-Sadr will be good, just like Gaddafi now they say is good. I mean, Al-Sadr's an angel compared to Gaddafi. Al-Sadr's never blown anything up. But, oh, he's bad, but Gaddafi's good. I mean, give me a break. Let's go to this other news article, and then we'll go to the folks that are holding. And, again, we'll take more of your calls here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. On InfoWars.com, we have the article about the State Guard to be in martial law-type maneuvers, oppressing the population, riot control, all over the country. These are being formed, and this is out of WISH-TV News 8 out of Indianapolis, Indiana. National Guard unit gets new mission on a home front. An Indiana National Guard unit that just returned from Iraq will soon have a new mission. The 293rd Infantry from Northern Indiana will be the first, this is regular guard, not state guard, will be the first unit trained to respond to disturbances. See, disturbances in the state, and I read the Texas document, roundups, mass arrests, putting people in camps. The unit is expected to begin 1 week of anti-terrorism training within the next 30 days. 24-hour News 8 was there at Camp Atterbury. By the way, in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and on my website, we have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. Just type that into the search engine, it'll pop up. Go to searchinfowars.com and just type in Civilian Internment Camp Army document, and it'll pop up. 24-hour News 8 was there at Camp Atterbury. That's one of the ones that since the early 80s has had prisoners, federal and state prisoners, slaving on it. And they didn't declassify it until 1997. This is an official Army document. We have a link to the Army's website. They don't even take it down. The Army spokeswoman on the page is Yvonne Wildfire. I remember her name, and I even called her up. She wouldn't come on, but contact info. So it's Camp Atterbury, which is a camp with people at it, which was for a decade was secret. I mean, just, well, we don't have camps, though. 24-hour News 8 was there at Camp Atterbury when they trained for their mission into Iraq, which ended in October. The 650-member battalion, which is based in Fort Wayne area, will respond to threats to critical infrastructure, and you can go watch the video clip of this as well. And this is all over the country, all over the world, the Western world, this is happening. Who's up first, Stephanie? Zig. Zig in Colorado. Go ahead, Zig.
Good afternoon, Alex. Just calling to let you know, we just finished harassing the million moms and their big pink rig in Denver.
What was it, 100 bureaucrats?
No, they had about 26 of their people about 10 media. We only managed to get 3 people out because the million moms are hiding these days. They don't let you know who
they are. Well, that's the thing. They keep calling it the million moms, but we went out and shut down basically 2 of their meetings a few years ago, bullhorning them at the Capitol. They would physically attack us, and the police finally arrested one for jumping her car over a curb and then laying on the horn, threatening to kill me. But the police actually arrested her, but they would hit me with signs. The police would do nothing, but at least they did that. But I mean, just to make a long story short, I call it the 100 bureaucrat march. Of the 100 people that showed up to both marches, over half of them were public officials. So you had a 23 bureaucrat march. Why didn't you call yourselves the 3 billion since there were only 3 of you?
Well, there you go. Well, we're actually the founding TRT in the world, the Tyranny Response Team.
And you guys have had hundreds and hundreds of people out, but I guess they're hiding, so you got 5 minutes notice and got 3 people out.
We actually had just under 2 hours notice, and we managed to get 3 people out. They've been planning this crap for the better part of 8 or 9 months, and they managed to get 27 people, including Diana DeGette, who had to be escorted away by her armed guards. We had the police chief of the city of Denver who refused to talk to us in front of a camera. We had a whole bunch of just slimy, nasty people, including 1 million mom who admitted that she owns 2 pistols. But for some reason, she doesn't think she doesn't seem to think that you need an ugly gun.
Well, why do we call them? Why do we call them million moms? I mean, you have the 23 bureaucrat march.
Absolutely, that's exactly what these people are. We'll be trying to post some signs a little later and do a write up on it up on a website somewhere. So just look for it. They are going, of course, to New York and to Washington, D.C. They're going to be in New York at the same time you are for the convention.
Well, and, I'll be there protesting them.
All right. And all you have to do is make friends with the news media. Their trick is to come into town and announce to the news media, and they don't get parade permits. They just announce that this is a press conference and put it on a piece of church property or next to a school. So that they can't.
They're a disgusting organization.
Oh, they're a wonderful group of cowardly, ridiculous, silly women, and it's really too bad. But they have lots of money. We have to give them that. The Bell campaign finances them well.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having money, but I have to tell you,
nice.
at the parking lots where these people are, they literally all drive the $100,000 Mercedes, fully loaded Jaguars.
Oh, they were. In this case, Alex, they decided to put it on over in a Catholic church in a black neighborhood. So they would get the black community in on the thing. And it's really unfortunate to see how many good liberal Democrats there are in the black community. People who think, as I pointed out to them loud and long, that police chief there and his men have no responsibility to you as a citizen.
Yeah, they routinely blow innocent people away, arrest people who have guns legally. I mean, Denver is just out of control. And
Denver
it. Now they're shutting down Denver's access television. No free speech for the people. We're going to abuse you, and you're going to have no recourse. We're going to do it in the dark.
And they seem to gasp after the cameras are turned off. I explained to the ladies there that if they weren't very, very careful, they might wind up being a slave like some of my ancestors in Eastern Europe were. And they were absolutely appalled that I would dare to use the word slave.
You know, I did that the other night. There was a black board member at one of the Access TV meetings, and they were trying to kick us out and shut us down and do all this. And I said, sir, I say this to everybody, black, white. I said it to Vicente Fox. We're not your slaves. I said, hey, stop trying to take our freedoms. And he said, I'm not doing that. And I said, yes, we're not your slaves. And he just freaked out. He just, And I'm like, well, hey, man, we're not your slaves.
Well, this is a word that they think only they can use, and they can only use it to try to shame you and to guilt you. And I'm sorry, that's not what this is about. This is about my freedom and my responsibility to defend my life and my community.
Well, that's the point.
Property.
Most people from Europe, our ancestors were slaves. Slavery is the norm.
And they were slaves in the 20th
century. Germans weren't freed until the late 1860s. The Germans literally were slaves. I mean, towns, the local town nobility, would literally load up all the young men and sell them for wars.
But again, that's
not in the history books.
Well, it's the way that the world really has been.
and it's the way that the world will be again if people don't wake up. And I despair that they will. I'm not sure that we're just not beating our heads against the wall, and the masses will get very onto the train.
You know, it's like holding your hand over a water hose on high. We're blocking back most of the water. We put a kink in the hose, and there's still a lot of water coming out. You think, man, that's a lot of tyranny. If you let go, that thing is going to just gush.
I tell you, I'm not letting go. There is no other way. There's freedom or death.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. We'll come back, hit a few final news stories, a few final calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Again, don't forget the new website. We're very proud of it, prisonplanet.tv. Most of the site's free. Part of it is a subscription service. For my weekly reports, best audio interviews, my books, my videos, all of them posted there. New videos posted before they're even sold. New video going up there this week called American Dictators. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Again, prisonplanet.tv. Fighting the prison planet.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've got an article here from the San Francisco Chronicle, and it's Biosafety Network. The federal government is building a network of maximum security, or level 4 biosafety laboratories. Talk about doublespeak. It has approved plans for labs in Boston, Galveston, Texas, that's already there, which would join 6 other level 4 labs. There will be a total of 3 dozen. And notice how they call it biosafety laboratories. Folks, these are bioweapons plants, they admit it, to be built in major cities all over the country, on major fault lines, you name it. And they claim they've accidentally released deadly bioweapons before from Level 4 bioweapons labs in England. Oh, and there's going to be another accident, God forbid, but, I mean, it's just disgusting. Oh. Bush just got, like, what, $6 billion funding for this BioShield program? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Lacey Peterson and Michael Jackson's nose, you know, his plastic surgery in the Olympic Iraqi soccer team, you know, says we don't want Bush to come to our game and use us for propaganda. And, oh, they're so evil. We've given them freedom, yes. We've given them total tyranny and sprinkled the earth with depleted uranium. I mean, it's just a total distraction. All of this is a total distraction. CNN is admitting that the three companies that certify the nation's voting technologies operate in secrecy and refuse to discuss flaws in the ATM-like machines to be used by nearly one in three voters in November. Yeah, 32% of the country has these. They aren't flaws, CNN, and you know that. This is, of course, it's CNN is carrying an AP article. I wouldn't expect real journalism from the CNN. Of course, it's a sub-story AP. Despite concerns over whether the so-called touchscreen machines can be trusted, the testing companies won't say publicly if they have encountered shoddy workmanship. It's designed for fraud. Their own engineers have gone public. Here's another one, AP. E-voting machine certification criticized, another article about that. Up to 50 million Americans expected to use them. Folks, it's run by the CIA. We've proven that. Also, Patrick J. Buchanan says America's next war, Iran. And he says with North Korea, the train has left the station. North Korea can now produce nuclear weapons and has them. And for nations like North Korea and men like Kim Jong-il do not build costly and complex ballistic missile systems simply to throw conventional explosives across the ocean. And he says that under this doctrine, Iraq was invaded, Saddam overthrown, and his army disbanded, though we have yet to find any of the world's most destructive weapons, to use one of Bush's quotes. And Buchanan just goes on to point out that Saddam isn't a threat, Iraq wasn't a threat, Iran's not a threat. Why are we getting ready to go into Iran? It's real simple. And I got a whole stack of articles about thumb scanners going in grocery stores, going in schools, are red light cameras going up federally all over the country also look for crime, and how Big Brother's Big Business and CNET reporting about human chips more than skin deep, how great it is, and how all over the news they say that we all need to have microchips, and if we all had chips, it would cause just basically milk and honey. To just link the article about that, Planned Parenthood is more news out, selling a line of clothing, bragging that I have abortions. And making fun of pregnant women and just pure evil. I mean, it's not just like they love death. They love to promote it and say it's great. 14 of the search dogs have died of cancer in the last 2.5 years that worked the site of the World Trade Centers. All that toxic stuff they breathe, and the EPA admits it. Bush said covered it up. I want to give those fire. By the way, Bush blocked the firefighters and policemen getting medical care and getting that paid for. But again, that's how you support the police. You don't give them treatment. Well, I disagree with that, but hey, I'm evil, I guess. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, and I'll be in New York next week. We'll have fill-in hosts, but I'll be calling in with live reports from on the street. So stay with us for the rest of the week. It's only Tuesday, and as I said, we'll be back tonight and back on Wednesday. God bless you all.
Hello, folks. Alex.